do what you should do, when you should do it, whether you feel like it or not. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Do what you should do, when you should do it, whether you feel like it or not. This phrase came from a great thinker who likes to share great thoughts, and I pass it on to you. Do what you should do, when you should do it, whether you feel like it or not. We live in a very fascinating world. We live in a world filled with magic, with ideas, with possibilities, with opportunities. We live in a world that is just outstanding. But we live in a world that is this, a world that presents this, a world that has this. We live in a world of dreams. We live in a world of mansions and castles. We live in a world of imagination. We live in a world of all sorts of things. But is it our world? Or is it just the world that we read about in books? Or the world that we see other people enjoying? Or is it the world that is sort of an imagination that is beyond the possibility of virtually anybody from experiencing? Well, the answer to those questions are all true. That's true. We live in a world which is so unique and so fantastic and so glorious, and yet we all call it a fairy tale. We do. We call it a fairy tale. Now, why do we call it a fairy tale? Well, we call it a fairy tale because we think that it's possible for others, perhaps, for a select few, but most certainly not for me or not for you. What a shame that we discount ourselves from the possibilities of life's greatest opportunity. What an opportunity we have of being great and beautiful and good, and what an opportunity we have of living in a most spectacular life, but we don't do it. We don't do it. Now, do you do what you should do, when you should do it, whether you feel like it or not? Well, the answer obviously is no. Do you do what you should do, when you should do it, whether you feel like it or not? Why is it that we are reluctant to do the things that we should do, when we should do them, whether we like it or not? We're reluctant to do it because we put it off. We are procrastinators par excellence. We are procrastinators by birth. We are procrastinators by how our parents do it. Now, not now. I haven't got time for you. Not now. I'll talk to you later. Sweetheart, would you mind doing this? In a little while, I'm in the middle of something else right now. Children, come in from play now. In a while, Mom, in a while. All of our lives, we procrastinate. We put off the very things that are the most important things in the world. If you went up to your mother and you said, Mom, I heard. And your mother said, make an appointment and I'll see you at 5 o'clock. Do it, Mom. I heard right now, and I don't know what to do about it. And Mom would say, I'm sorry, sweetheart. I have 5 children, and each of you have an appointed time that you can come talk to me about whatever you need to talk about. But Mom, I need it now. And Mother says, no, I'm sorry. We have a schedule, we have a program, and that's we have to follow. But Mom. And pretty soon, the child ceases to come to Mother for help because Mother doesn't have time, because Mother procrastinates, because Mother puts the child off. Now, it's true that that is rather a dramatic expression. And any mother who would do something as callous as that is not really a loving mother at all. But again, who are we to judge? But we do do that. We do do that. Our children come up to us and we say, just a minute. Our children come up to us and say, why? And we say, oh, why? Do you always ask questions? Why? And instead of saying how wonderful the creative mind of my child is, that it's always seeking out answers, it's seeking out intelligence, it's seeking out my wisdom, how blessed am I that my child asked me. And here I have the opportunity to share with my child all that I am, my love, my unconditional love, who I am. Oh my. The wife says to her husband, would you please mow the lawn? And he says, well, I really don't feel like it. And so the husband says to the wife, sweetheart, when is dinner going to be ready? I don't know. I don't feel like making it. What? You got to make it. I've got to do anything. I can just sit around and eat bonbons all day long if I wish. Oh, come on now. You have to do these things. And you go to school and your teacher says to you, okay, you got your lessons ready? Okay, everybody raise your hand if you have read the lesson for last night and are ready for today's class. Two or three people raise their hands. And so the teacher says, all right, you three people, come up here, please. And the three people come up thinking they're going to get some great gift. And then she said, now the rest of you go out and play. So the rest of the class says, whoopee, and runs out to play. And the three students who raised their hands said, well, why can't we go out and play? Well, you did what I asked you to do, so I'm going to give you a special gift. What? Okay. And they all sit down in eager expectation because the teacher is going to give them a special gift because they did their homework. They did not procrastinate. They did not put off for tomorrow what they needed to do that evening. Do what you should do, when you should do it, whether you feel like it or not. If we train ourselves to do what we should do, when we should do it, whether we like it or not, we have a blessing that comes to us that is beyond all imagination, that is beyond all our dreams, all of our desires for ourselves, all of our imagination that could just wander into the strangest areas. And because we have that, we are listening to ourselves and we're saying, wow, isn't that exciting? And doorways open. Truly, doorways open. When parents learn to say, hey, this is my child, and whenever it has a question, I am ready to answer it. And I'm ready to answer that question as I understand the child is asking the question. If the child says, Mommy, how do you build a house? You don't say, well, you take sticks and stones and you build them up in concrete and boards and timbers and windows and stuff, and they got a house. She says, well, sweetheart, that's a good thought. How can you build a house? What brings that to your mind? Well, I just sort of like to think about building a house. And I like to think about what it takes to build a house. Well, son, I will ask you another question too. Why do you want to think about building a house? Well, Johnny has a house, and he says that his father is going to build another house. And how is he going to build that house? Well, I can see that. Let's go over and talk to Johnny's father. So the two of you go over and talk to Johnny's father, and he says, yes, I'm going to build a house. Well, now, how are you going to go about it? Well, first I've hired an architect, and I've told him what I wanted, and he is drawing up the plans for the house. And then my wife and I, and the children, will look over the plans and see if the rooms are the right size and if they're facing the sun or the shade or the north or the south. And, you can only have so many rooms facing south or facing east or facing west or facing north. And so we'll make special things in special rooms. And then would every room like to have a fireplace in it? Oh, my, that's an extravagance. That's an interesting thing. Now, would every room like to have a special play area in the room? or would you like to have a special playroom where everyone could enjoy whatever they want to do, whatever their project is, and keep their bedroom as a special meditation and sleep center, a center where they keep their clothes and keep everything in order and nice and balanced? Oh, that's interesting. Well, as he talked to the young man's father, and he explains how he's going to do it, your son says, "Mom, isn't that wonderful?" "That's right, son." And he says, "Mom, are we ever going to build a house?" "Well, son, we have a very wonderful house, and we are not going to build a new house because our house is quite nice. Now, son, let's talk to your friend's father here and say, how can we make our house into the most beautiful, desirable house without building a brand new one? And how can we do it?" And so the young man's father says, "Well, in my opinion, I think that no matter where we live, we should fill our house first with unconditional love." "Oh, really? Wow. How do you do that?" "Well, every single moment, you do what you should do when you should do it, whether you like it or not. You clean up your house. You clean up your room. You learn to put your clothing away, whether you like it or not. And pretty soon, you like to see your room all orderly and nice. You put away your toys when you're done playing with them. And you put them away nicely and beautifully. And you dust them off. You even take a damp cloth and wipe off the dirt, so that they can stay fresh and new and clean. And so all of the time that you're playing with your toys, they always look so good, and they are so inviting, and they're so wonderful. Oh, they get dirty while you're playing with them. That's okay. But then you clean them up. Oh, wow. And when you put your clothes in the closet, you hang them so that they're neat, not so they're folded over when you shove a shirt in or pants in or something on hangers. Oh, hey, that's interesting. And when you put your clothes in your dresser, you put them in a certain orderly way so you always know where they are. Your handkerchiefs are in the top drawer with your socks and your underwear. And in your next drawer, you have your t-shirts, and you have fold-on shirts and nice shirts that are folded up beautifully in the drawer. And in the next drawer, you have your extra trousers, your short pants, your swimming trunks, and other things that you wear as pants. And so then, there are the three drawers of your dresser, all set, beautiful. And when Mommy comes in, she knows right where to put your fresh, clean clothes. Or she puts them on your bed, and you put them away, which is even better, because then you, with unconditional love, can put those clothes in the dresser drawers so beautifully, so wonderfully. And so you go in your room, and you have a hardwood floor on your floor. But you have a carpet next to your bed, and a carpet here and there, and a carpet where you like to play. And so you always keep that carpet nicely placed, square with the bed, nice and even. And you can get up on your bedspread and read your magazine. And we are very lucky. We're very fortunate. We have electric beds, beds that lean up and down. Some people have beds that they lift up and down and they stay there or not. And some people have to put pillows on their bed to make them tilt up so that they can sit there and read while they're in bed. Well, we bless that. We say, "Oh, wow, do I have the neatest bed to sit and read. I have a nice lamp right next to my bed. It gives me all the light I want, and it looks so beautiful. Oh, my goodness. I love my house. I love my bed. I love my living room, my dining room, my kitchen, my basement. Oh, my goodness, the basement." Mom says, "I'm in charge of the basement. I'm supposed to keep it all swept clean and nice, and not to stir up the dust so it gets all over everything. I gently sweep it up, put it in the dustpan, put it in the trash. And the basement is just sparkling because I love it. I love my basement. That's my area to keep clean." And Mommy always has me do those things that she knows I can do best. Oh, yes. Children, adults alike. Do what you should do, when you should do it, whether you feel like it or not. And when you do what you should do, when you should do it, whether you feel like it or not, you find that everything is orderly. It only takes a moment to straighten out the covers on your bed after you get up. It only takes a moment to straighten the carpet next to your bed. It only takes a moment to take the vacuum cleaner, run it over the carpet, and pick up all the miscellanea that has fallen there. It only takes a moment to gently dust everything around your room. It only takes a moment to take all that stuff that we've been piling around on the shelves and in the windowsill and things like that and put them away. Just keep out the things that make it pretty. But have a place for everything. And have a special box, maybe two or three of them, on the floor of the closet. And in one box you have your toys, in another box you have your shoes, in another box you have your, who knows what, you know, maybe your ski boots or your other things that you wear only occasionally. Well, you do what you should do, when you should do it, whether you feel like it or not. And the young man says to his mom, "Mommy, our house is a fun house to be in." And Mommy says, "Yes, it is, because we surround every room in our house with our love. We surround every room in our house with our joy." "But Mom, when do you have time to do that?" "Well, son, every time I look at you, I surround you with my pure white light of love, and I know that all is good in your world. Every time I look at my house, whatever part I'm looking at, I say, what a lovely living room we have. Oh, it's such a nice place to sit in the evening as a family and share. Oh, what a nice dining room we have. Oh, I love to sit at the dining room table with my family and have candles on the table and eat a lovely dinner and share good conversation about happy things, talking about ideas, talking about beautiful concepts. And my kitchen, oh, what a joy it is. Everyone likes to come into my kitchen because it's so bright and cheery and because everything is in order all the time. Even when I'm in the middle of cooking, everything is in order. I wash out my pots and pans while I'm done cooking with them and dry them and put them away. And when it comes time to do the dishes after dinner or after any meal, there's almost nothing to do, just the plates from the table and the glasses and so forth, the cups and saucers. I said, always done quickly and easily. And then I have time to read a book. I have time to take a walk. I have time to sit quietly for myself after I have finished my cooking and sharing and meditate and think good thoughts. Do what you should do when you should do it, whether you like it or not. I take my time for meditation because I know that that's a good time and that's a powerful time and that's a wonderful time. And when I do that, oh, I feel so good. Well, Mommy, can I do that too? You sure can, son. You just follow your heart. And after you're done playing, and you clean up your room and put everything away nicely, and you washed up and ready for supper, and it's not yet time for supper, you sit and take 5 or 10 minutes and take your hands and run them over your body, called the energy massage. You know that. I sure taught you that. And say, "I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me." And then you come downstairs and you say, "Mommy, I like me." And I say, "Well, how strange. You're such a likable boy. How could you like a likable boy?" "I like a likable boy because I'm a likable boy and I'm a likable boy." "Son, I'm proud of you." "Mommy, can I help you set the table?" "Sure thing, son. Tonight we're going to eat in the kitchen. We're going to eat in the kitchen table. And we're going to just have it normal." "Okay, Mommy." So you set out the dishes, you set out the plates and the knives and the forks and the spoons, and you make everything beautiful. You put out the glasses, and you have a pitcher of water on the table, and you have a pitcher of milk on the table, and you have a pitcher of juice on the table, and you do everything that you can do. And then Mommy comes along and she says, "Oh, Daddy be here in about 5 minutes. So now, you've been working very hard in the kitchen. Go wash your hands again so they're all sparkly clean and you're ready for a good dinner." "Okay, Mommy." And off he goes. Daddy comes in. He cleans up, gets ready for dinner, and he sits at the table and he says, "Wow, what a wonderful family I have." He does what he should do when he should do it, whether he feels like it or not. He says, "I have had a busy day, but I'm leaving that all behind. When I'm in the presence of my family, I feel brand new. I feel alive. I feel wonderful. I feel like they want me, and I want them, and we enjoy each other's company." Oh, it is so good. And then they quietly close your eyes before they eat, and they say, this food is healthy for my body and filled with love. Never forgetting to say it. Doing what they should do when they should do it, whether they feel like it or not. No matter where they are, in restaurants, or if they're just eating a sandwich, before they eat anything, they say, this food is healthy for my body and filled with love. Never forgetting. When we do that with our day, when we do that with our life, when we do that with ourself, when we do that with our family, when we do that with our friends, when we do that with our sharing, our guests, our people in our office, our people in our business, on whatever job we may be working, when we do what we should do, when we should do it, whether we like it or not, whether we feel like it or not, our life is balanced 100%. This day I remind myself, with all the love in my heart, all the joy in my heart, and all the magic in my being, I say, I do what I should do, when I should do it, and I like it very, very, very much. Well, my beloveds, have a wonderful day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.